generally about the Cyprus problem is a thing that the two ethnic groups, I mean the two people in Cypriot, who are Turkish Cypriots and Greek Cypriots, made by the imperialist country, just like especially at those times it was Britain, and the US got already control over here as well, that made people to fight each other. And two, and it's an unfinished story still, unfortunately, that we have still that problem. And I think after 74 these nationalistic feelings are increased too much, especially because of the things that happened in 74. But we want it to be finished. My mom just think was a student at those times, but her family, like all farmer in Kapasi, they were living in a village which was the name is Aisimio. The name is already changed right now, and the, but the village is still using that name. They were all farmers, but my grandfather was a thing, a member of Temete, or the Mujahids. They were fighting, and he get captured by the Greeks. I mean, I don't know the things. I mean, I don't know who are the people that captured him. I mean, Greeks Cypriots or the Greeks that came from Greece. I have no idea about it, because there have been lots of gossips going on about this kind of thing. So I can't tell you the exact thing that who are the parties that came there and captured them. But especially if you're gonna go and ask our grandparents, I mean, like my grandmother, like our grandfathers, they're gonna say bad things about the things that were happening, especially during the time in the 60s and 70s, and this kind of thing. So we grow up in a conditions like everybody has telling us stories about the how the Greeks are bad and how they did bad things about the Cyprus problem. They were trying to kill all the Turkish Cypriots and this kind of things, and Turkey came here and saved us. This is the official story that everybody was telling us, even in the schools, even in the streets, and this kind of thing. But slowly when you're growing up, you see the reality is a little bit different, especially the way of relationship between Turkey and Turkish Cypriots started question about this. I mean, even for myself, that we started questioning that what kind of a relationship is that was going on. Non-Cyprus, they are saying that they came here to save us and this kind of thing, but we see that the situation is a little bit different.
So that was the atmosphere that we were growing up. I mean, I think it's same for the Greek Cypriots as well, that everybody is just teaching to the people in the schools how the Turks are barbarians and this kind of things. It was same for us as well. I mean, even the Turkish army came here to make peace and this kind of things, but because of the way of Greek Cypriots and the Greece looking to the Cyprus problem is completely different compared to Turkish Cypriots and Turkish government. We don't have the chance to find a solution. And that's it. My grandfather was a Mujahid, which is the name of the soldiers in the thing, in Turkish Cypriots. Right now we're in the army. Mujahid means it's a soldier thing in Turkish Cypriots army. So sometimes we talk about the past days, how was the thing, what is the situation, why did you decide about to be a member of Temete and this kind of thing. And sometimes I even asked him, did you kill any people, or did you see any kill people by anybody else and this kind of thing, or how were you feeling when you get captured, because they captured for 24 or 21 days in Yalusa, which is was in a different village really close to my grandparents' village. And he used to say to me that I purposely be applied to the cemetery to be a member. And because at those times the situation and our atmosphere was completely different, we were hearing stories about the Greek Cypriots, or the Greeks wanted to kill all the Turkish Cypriots. So we knew that we have to do something about it, so that's why we became a member and this kind of thing. But right now sometimes we're just even making jokes about it, because my grandpa is always talking Greek, yeah. But Temete made them to swear in 1967 to not talk Greek again, yeah. you're not going to talk, because we are losing our culture in this country. We are losing everything about the, even the Muslim thing or even the Turkish thing. We're losing everything, yeah? And sometimes I'm making joke about him, that how come that you just swear that you're not going to talk Greek again, but every day, because even one time I never see my grandparents talking Turkish to each other. Because I'm talking to my grandfather like this, because I had a little bit of problem about the ear, he can't understand me, but from just think about maybe 100 meters away, that my grandmother just shouting him in Greek, that he understand. So I'm just making the, how come that you talk in Greek? Yeah, I mean, it was a joke actually. And he said to me, war is over, swear is over. Because thing, the situation has completely changed. Sometimes I even asked him, what you think about the Greek Cypriots? Do you like them or do you hate them? And he said to me, I have no problem with anybody. At those times we had to do this kind of things, so we did. But right now everything changed. We know that things change as well. I can tell you the thing, the, how did he get up captured, but it's not a big thing actually, because he said to me, that village that they were living, it was a village that, the village before our village, was a Greek village, yeah? So until that point, it was all controlled by the Greeks. So even they were telling me that when we were going to Famagusta at those times, there were checkpoints in the, I don't know, maybe in every 10 kilometers or something like this. Until, I don't know the time, but until for a while, the, it was all police, but then it became soldiers, I don't know. But it was something about the, we call it Boaz, I don't know actually it was original name, but all my parents used to say to me that there was a one checkpoint over here, they were checking us, what we carrying that, or where is our ID, and this kind of things. And that's it, but the thing that, how did he get captured by the Greek Cypriots? He told me the village before our village was already a Greek village. So one day they started to bomb everywhere. Yeah? So we got guards in the everywhere of the village. But then they attacked us really strongly, so we couldn't control the points that we have been guarding and this kind of thing. Yeah, he said to me that thing. When we checked to the guards, I mean everywhere, they were all gone. Yeah. So then the soldiers of the Greeks, I mean the Greek Cypriots, I don't know, as I told you, came into the village and said to my grandfather, find every man in the village and say them, if they are hiding, said everybody to come in the center of the village. Take some things from your house, because we're going to make you to sleep in the center of the thing. But then they ask about the thing, who is the owner of the bakkal. It was a cooperative thing at those times. And my grandfather said to the soldiers that it's me that just opening the bakkal, yeah? And they said to him, let's go and open us the thing, the shop, because we want to get something like the beef or tuna and these kind of things. And they get many things from the shops. And my grandfather asked him about them, who's going to pay these kind of things? Because I have responsible from this cooperative, actually. It's not even my place, yeah? It's belong to the cooperative, which is belong to the villages. And the soldiers answered him like, the government will pay you. And then, when after closing the shop, he wanted to go to house and get something for the night, because they're going to sleep at the center of the village. And they didn't let him to go. He asked them, why you are not letting me to go? Because you know me, that I opened you the thing, you made me to open the place. So that's why I didn't go to my house to get my things from there. And one villager said to him, Elare, do not push it too much, because they are not letting anymore, because the ones that went to their houses, they stay a little bit long, so they get suspicious about that what's going on, and these kind of things. They are not letting anybody to go. And the second day, I mean, they sleep and they wake up again. They met everybody to went for the things, the place that we bury our things, our deaths. At that point, my grandfather said to me that that's the point that I thought about, that they're going to kill us, because there were one guy from the Greeks that shouting to the Turkish Cypriots like, you killed one of my cousin. Actually, I don't know the exact date, I mean the time, but from our village, five people get killed, yeah, by the Greeks. And the day they attacked the village, one Greek soldier get killed as well. and there was his cousin over there in the army as well, and he was shouting that you killed my cousin, so you kill one of us, I'm gonna kill you from you five. So when they are taking the to the place that graveyard things, and my grandfather said that it was coming to a time that I was thinking about, yeah, this, they are going to kill us. Yeah, but they didn't do anything. And the UN soldiers for a while came to the village, they count us. So at that point we thought about that, you know, they can't kill us anymore because the UN soldiers count us. That they know how many people that we are, so if somebody's gonna missing, they will understand as well, which will be against propaganda for the Greek army. This is one of the things. And they took them to the camp place, I think it was like a thing. They didn't tell me anything about the soldiers were beating up, nothing about like this, but he was saying to me the food is really shit. It was really bad one. Yeah. Actually, I think that's the structure of the thing, the Turkish civil, because I was asking about to him, like, how are you just spending your days into the camp? I mean, you stay there for 20 days, yeah? And he was saying to me, there was one guy from our village, we call him Bello Shukro, which means the crazy Ababa, because they were calling him because he was a little bit funny, guys. And every day he was making jokes about it and this kind of thing. So that was the thing that we were spending our days into the camp. They didn't even tell me any bad things about that. Someday they came here and beat us or they cursed us and this kind of thing. Nothing happened. Yalusha was the place that they put them. But they captured in their village, which was Isimil, I told you. But they brought them to the thing, to the Yalusha. I can tell you that my grandmother a little bit more nationalistic, because my grandfather education is a little bit more. He went to school, so he does a little bit know about what is policy or what is wrong about nationalism and this kind of thing. But my grandmother doesn't even know how to read and write. So if you're going to ask her anything about the thing, what you think about it, I hate them. I want them to be in hell. Yeah. But actually, I got uncles that have got many Greek Cypriot friends, and they are bringing them to my grandfather's village, and my grandfather making them kebab and this kind of thing. I'm just making joke to my grandmother, you see the Greeks, you see the Greeks. And she's like, shh, let them to eat and go. I don't even want to talk them. But actually, she's accepting them to be in their home. She's just making food for them.
But you mean nowadays or back then?
No, even now. Right now, she's just saying, I don't want them, I want them to be in hell and this kind of things. But at the same time, she supports Talat. I think that she's treating in a way because she got bad things about the things. Because especially my mom and her brothers and sister felt really bad things about when my grandfather captured by the Greeks. Because they didn't even get any news from him and this kind of thing. And even my auntie, who is like a sister of my mom, it was a little bit problem about psychologically, and they are claiming it happened in war because she was a little bit silent girl, yeah. But after the time when my grandfather took by the things, by the Greeks, she became more silently, yeah. And the problem of her a little bit increased as well. So sometimes they are saying if something happened or something like this never been existed, maybe nothing gonna happen to her. But in primary school, they were teaching us that, even in the high school actually, because at my time the books were really completely full of shits. I mean, the nationalist thing, they were saying that the Greeks attacked our village and we were 50%, they were 200%. They got many automatic guns, we had only chapa or guspo. We killed 10%, they killed 1%. So we were laughing. You know what I mean? Even though we learning these kind of things, we answer to the questions because of the teachers want to be answered like this. But even we were, little bit kids, but we can understand it's all of exaggeration. It's not the reality. Okay, there have been many bad things about the Turks and the Greeks, but it's not something like we all hero. And we killed them all like this, and we got guspo and they got machine guns, they killed one, we killed five. it's not something like this, but that was the situation. And especially the times that about the referendum time, mostly the high school students get politics as well, and most of them are supporting of the peace. So even they were going to the thing, demonstrations and this kind of thing. So they didn't get affected too much by the things. Actually, because of the economic situation, is not Cyprus, the families all got problems about not something that they can't have money. But just think about that: you go into your uni, that you're studying something, but end of the day, you don't have any chance about there to do something like about your job, that what you study. I mean, just think about like I studied business, but maybe it's related, but I'm doing a bookshop thingy. You know, I mean, I'm working in the economy, but go and ask to a person that studies something different, that they don't even have any chance to apply the law service because there is no sector over here and there is no production over here. So, because of this kind of reasons, the family is already that know something about this Cyprus problem is not something that gonna be. Will be profitable for the Turkish Cypriots. We have to solve it. We have to connect with the world and this kind of things. Yeah. Even the first time, one of my neighbors, he was cursing to the Denktash and this kind of thing. So even when we were young, we were hearing some stories about the Denktash is bad and this kind of thing. You know what I mean? My mom went to Turkey in 75 to study in the university. They get met over there, and in 80. They get married over there and they came over here as well. And when my mom finished the uni, they decided to come over here. My father was coming from a family which was actually really poor. So he was even working when my mom met him. So he didn't make any pressure about to stay in Turkey or going to Cyprus. It was my mom to decide about. She said to him that I want to go back to the Cyprus. I came here only for study. So he's already done, I want to come back. So he didn't push it too much. So they came here. But actually I can tell you some stories about my father, which is related to over here. Yeah? My father was a leftist. And especially the time that he came here, the leftist people didn't like by society too much because of the nationalistic pressure and propaganda and this kind of thing. Yeah? And even though he came from Turkey, because of his leftist, the nationalist people doesn't like him too much. Yeah? Because all the time, until now even, nationalist people in our society, they are claiming we all Turk, we are brothers with the Turks in Turkey. But we are saying something different. We are not Turk, we are Turkish Cypriot. We want to be living in a united country with the Greek Cypriot, and we want to create the identity of Cypriot. But it does need a process. It's not going to happen something like at that day that you're going to sign something on the paper and you don't become a Cypriot. We need time, is the thing. Something like a rule of the nature. I mean, yeah? But because of the propaganda of the nation's people, it was all about that we all Turk and we are brothers and sisters, the guys from Turkey. When it's coming to topic to talk about something about, the ideology, like left, or right and this kind of thing, even the people came from Turkey because of their leftists and this kind of thing, they become in traitor. Because my father used to tell me some stories about because he was a friend of son of Denktash, but not the one that Serdar, the one that died in 1991, the big guy Raif, and he was actually a leftist as well. He was a big son as well, they called Raif, not Rauf, Raif Denktash. He was a social democrat. Yeah, he wanted to find a solution for the Cyprus problem and these kind of things. And even my father was a friend of him. And I don't know if it is true, but they used to tell me this kind of stories that even if people are saying, what's this Karasakal doing over here? You know what Karasakal means, yeah? Like your Galamara. You calling the Greeks that came from Greece, Galamara. You call it's not a good thing actually, it's a little bit racist thing. Karasakal, which means black bear. Okay. You know what I mean? and we call them Gajo as well. I told you, these kind of things are all bad things. I mean, you don't have any difference if you do these kind of things to the Turks that came from Turkey. You don't have any difference between the nationalist people in Turkey, Cypriots. But even the nationalist people saying these kind of things to the people came from Turkey because of their leftists. I mean, just think about it like this. Yeah? See the whole picture. Just imagine a person that's saying that we all Turk. But they are calling Karasakalp to a person that came from Turkey because of their leftist. Or actually, it's not something about even leftists. Go and ask to the people who are the supporter of UWP right now. In personal conversation, they're going to say to you, no, we don't like this Karasakalp and this kind of thing. So why are you supporting UWP? I mean, it must be a thing. There's a wrong theory about it, yeah? Because UWP is a nationalistic party. They are claiming we are Turk and this kind of thing. And they're gonna say things that we do, especially for the job chances and these kind of things. Actually, my father, my mother said to me some stories about her teacher. He was a little bit shocked about the person that came from Cyprus and knows Turkish. And he said to her that, oh, how nice that you're talking really good Turkish. And she asked from him, we talk Turkish. Because they weren't even aware of who are the people in Cyprus. I mean, the Turkish Cypriots. Just the people or the person that said this kind of thing, he was an academician. But he doesn't even know the Turkish Cypriots talks Turkish. You know what I mean? But not for the Turks, but I can tell you stories about Turkish Cypriots. I mean, in the times of my mom went to Turkey. Because the time that she went to Turkey, the Turkey was really complex place. It was something like a war atmosphere over there between left and right. Every day people are getting killed and this kind of thing. My mom went there and she said to me, I don't even know what is Kurd, what is left, what is right, or what is the difference of religious groups in Turkey. I mean, because they got Alevis and they got Sunnis, which is the official religion of Turkey, but Alevi is a little bit different thing. And she said to me, we were a little bit shocked about that when we heard something about this. But the atmosphere of the Turkey, because of the left wing, was really strong at those times. And most of the people came from Turkey, came to Turkey from Cyprus, they were becoming leftists. And the people started to understand what is the situation in Turkey. Maybe it was the first time that people are accepting in Turkey there was invasion in Cyprus and this kind of thing, because the Cypriots are telling them these stories over here. You know what I mean? For me, I never felt anything like this, because my mom and my father get divorced when I was 3 years old. Yeah? So culturally, culturally, I always grow up in a place that all just full up with the Cypriots. Because of they get divorced, my mom used to work, so my grandmother used to take care of me. So I even grew up in the village that I told you, when until something like 5 years old and this kind of thing. So I do know even the most of the words that Cypriots are using, more than compared to the ones that living in Famagusta or Lefkosia and this kind of things. Because, I mean, just think about that. The people grow up in Karpasi, they are using the words completely different compared to the other side of the Cyprus. I mean, just think about that. We are using Galo, yeah? And when we say Galo, even from Augusta or Lefkosia, people don't understand me. Because it is something like that we are using in Karpasi, you know what I mean? Or most of the words that we are using, the rootly, probably they are coming from Greek or something like this. Because I told you the situation of my grandfather's parents, they're all Turkey, talking Greeks. So the words that we learned as well, all something like Greeks and things. I mean, like Angeli, Capella, Andiadi, and this kind of thing. Like there was a thing, the big rocks, yeah, in the village. We called that place Gremmos. Because, and my grandparents said, where are you going? I'm going to the Gremmos. Yeah, I'm going to hang around over there and see the things, the nature over there, and this kind of thing. So that's why I never felt something like, actually even in Famagusta, I used to live in Varosha, yeah? Actually it was in Derinya, the things that happened in the, you know, the events in 1996. That was my neighborhood, yeah? And the place, I mean, our home was really close to the place, to the border. And actually it is really close to the closed area. I mean, the hotels and everything, yeah? Actually something like 2 streets away, yeah? When we were a child, actually we used to go into the closed area, we were trying to some things, I mean, doesn't matter what was it, but even we were taking books, the photographs, or the some bog toys and this kind of thing, yeah, I found this and this kind of thing, yeah? We were just checking out the photographs of the people, and we were smelling the things, the thing, all the furniture, doesn't matter, yeah, it could be a book, mostly we were finding religious books. We just checking the, well, you see the thing, Christianity and this kind of, we're making jokes, something like this. And at that neighborhood, it was something like the half Cypriot and half immigrants that came from, but the ones that came in 70s. Right now, go and ask them, probably they're going to say to you, we are Cypriot. But when we were a child, yeah, everything was good actually, because my best friends were immigrants as well. Sometimes we got discussions about they were claiming that you all Cypriots doing like this, you don't like us, yeah? You culturally think, because it was the first time that I saw some people that eating something when they were sitting. I mean, just think about you, they prepare the food, yeah? They don't put it on the table. Because they got a tradition, they put the thing onto the carpet, then they put the thing. Actually, I got a little bit problem about the thing, the sitting part, they were all teasing with me. But we were drinking area, even the time that we're drinking tea and this kind of thing, just talking like this. And culturally, it was really far away to me. I never see even something like this. Even the food was completely different. You know what? Tarhana soup, yeah? And our tarhana is a Cypriot one, but their tarhana is completely different. Because when the first time that one of my friend's mother said to me, Ali, the dinner is tarhana, oh, go and drink it. And when I saw it, what is this? It's not even tarhana. You don't even put halloum in it and nothing. There's no halloum. But they answered to me that it's a different thing. It's not even tarhana if you're going to say only tarhana is yours. That's it. But even the games that we were playing, we were something like that. We were playing something like all just soldier thing, yeah? We were thinking about if the Greek boy is going to come, we're going to beat them badly. Because especially the times that we grow up, there was, I told you, the events, I mean, the Solomos that get killed into the thing. We were growing in that kind of atmosphere. So for us, it was like a game. We were going there and shouting there, throwing some rocks and this kind of thing. But end of the day, it could may affect you in a way that you could be nature. Thank God that we didn't happen in a way that, but it could happen. Because every game that we were playing, we were putting some balls. Each one of them is going to be the Turk and one of them is going to be the Greek. Even the pictures that we were drawing, we all together, we made up that soldier, which was Greek, that holding the Greek flag and standing like this. And we were just making the hero Turkish guy. The standing thing and holding his gun and this kind of thing. Yeah? Actually, there have been many stories about many things, but I don't think that they are too much important because closely they are something like the same thing. I mean, I told you the atmosphere that we grow up and these kind of things. I told you that even the education system, how they are making us to be grow in a way, in, I mean, in a nationalistic way. I told you even the things, family situations. I don't wish anything from anybody. I wish the people want to do something. Not expect something from the guys, I mean the top guys. I don't want any Annan, I don't want any Christofias, I don't want any Talat or Erol. I want to be people on the streets and say that we are part of this country. We don't want anyone to come here and decide about us because this is our country. If something gonna happen as a peace, just think about the Talat or Erolu or Hristofas or Babadaburos, yeah? Gonna sign an agreement and they were gonna say, hey, it is a united country. Go and then leave. Just think about like this. If I'm gonna go to Nicosia and I'm gonna steal some feelings about if the Greeks are going to do something to me, or just think about a person that which whose name is Yorgo, going to come to Famagusta and think about what I'm going to do if the Turk is going to attack me. What kind of a peace is it? It's not going to be a peace. I think they're going to solve the problem. I mean, not the way that I told you, but the way that I told you about, they understand only on paper. I hope if they do this kind of thing, I hope we don't have any much more problem about the thing. But for us, I mean, Turkey is slowly breaking the hegemony of the nationalism over here. And if the Greeks, Cypriots, gonna do the same thing, I mean, just think about all the demonstrations that have been going over here. People are shouting to be against Turkey and this kind of thing. I think the Greek Cypriots should do the same thing against Greece. Or the other things that are gonna affect the Greek Cypriot society. I mean, we are saying we want to be independent, but I mean, it's not something for the whole society of Turkey Cypriots, but it's obvious for me that Turkey Cypriots won't be the independent if they don't come together with the Greek Cypriots. It's same for the Greek Cypriots. If they're gonna do the same thing and be against Greece, I mean, not in a nationalistic way, but be against the policies of the state on Cyprus. Because I told you, I have no problem with the guys that came from Turkey, but I have problem with the Turkish government policies. Yeah, I think that if the Greek Cypriots gonna do the same thing, it's gonna make us to come together. Because of the Makarios struggle, you are more independent compared to us, yeah? Because Makarios had problems with junta, especially after the 67. Even the thing, you know, that you have leaked the coup over there. I mean, the Samson just gave their grievance over there, anything. Greek Cypriots are more independent compared to the Turkish Cypriots, because economically, you produce something, but we don't. And these kind of things, but culturally, not the culture that how you live, but mentally, I mean, you're still saying that you're Greeks. I mean, just think about the power of the nationalist people in South Cyprus. I hear about the stories of how the alarm is beating the people, I mean, the immigrants, I mean, the lefties, and these kind of things. So, if these kind of organizations are growing, or at least they have the chance to grow up, it means that still that nationalistic ideology is still in the mentality of the people. I mean, I remember the day that I used to go to the things, because I'm from the area after Famagusta, we were going Larnaca to see how is the place, or Napa, and this kind of things, yeah? I remember the first years of the borders are open. The Greek Cypriot government put free bus for the Turkish Cypriots to take to the thing, yeah? And the bus used to take us to the Paralimni first. Then we changed the bus over there. And I remember that every house, they put a flag of Greece. So how come that the people could claim something about that they are not related with Greece? Alright, then physically, not Cyprus occupied by a Turkish state, yeah? That's why we have the both flag. We even create some silly state, yeah? But how come that physically the Greek Cypriots didn't occupy it by the Greeks? Why they are carrying the both flags? Actually, I see. But not physically that we have. Because they got physical power in here.
Turkey
has. Yeah. But for you, that you are claiming that you're independent. I mean, officially, you got a country that recognized by every country in the world. Actually, it's not only the Greek Cypriots, it's both. But because of the situation that we have, we got different things. But you still got the flag of the Greece. It's not something about being against in Greece. But just think about like this. I'm going to go to the London and I'm going to take up the flag of any country. It could be Germany. What kind of a mentality that could do something like this? I know that from historical relationship we are saying we are Turkish Cypriots. We are different than the Turks in Turkey, yeah? But the roots were coming there. But in time, the people are changing. You have getting different identities, yeah? Just think about like this. As I know, but I don't know how do you see it, that I heard about the Greece state doesn't recognize Macedonia. Yeah? Because they don't accept the Macedonian people. But go and ask to the Macedonians. They're going to say to you, we are different, man. We are not Greek. We are Macedonian. So it is something like in the process, they have the possibility to do different things to grow up. That's what happened in Cyprus as well. It became Turkish Cyprus. Because in before 1930s, we used to separate ourselves like the Christians and the Muslims. Then it's become the thing that we call ourselves Greeks and Turks. And but especially after 74, the Turkish Cypriots realized that we are not same with the Turks. Then they decided that we are Turkish Cypriot. You know what I mean? But even though a majority of the people say something like this, people could think in a different way as well. Some of them could say they themselves Cypriot, some of them could call themselves Turk. Yeah, that's the thing. I can't tell you that I don't feel safe, but I'm in the mood of thing, being ready about everything. Because I remember that when I was in the first year in the uni, yeah, me and my friends used to go to the Ayanapa too much with car, yeah, but we were taken off the license plates of the car, not people to understand it's a Turkish car, because they were scratching. Because no, it's not something that we already know the stories. We got friends in our neighborhoods that went there with their car and they scratch it off, or they blow up their thing, the tires of the car. It's something that it's not making me to be nationalist to the Greek Cypriots, because I know that nationalism is not something that really sensible. But even though I think in that way, I know that I have to be ready for the things that what could happen over there. It doesn't make me to hate anybody, but it does make me to think about that something could happen. You know what I mean? Especially for one time I went to Paphos. Actually, I went to Troodos, but I just take a look around Paphos as well. Just like the flag that we have on the mountain, I saw there were some words on the thing which was called Eoka. You know what I mean? So I said to myself, what is the difference? I mean, the nationalist people are saying that Temete are the other organizations in this country, but the Greek Cypriots are doing the same thing. That's why I'm telling the Greek Cypriots should do the same thing, or give the struggle of the same thing. They should give the independence struggle. We should accept that we got differences, but we got common points as well, as Turkish Cypriots and Greek Cypriots, and we have to become together and struggle for the creating one identity. It's not going to happen that day. It's going to take time. But if we have to give the struggle of it there to create the identity of Cypriots.